Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. LIRR workers and the MTA are back at the bargaining table today as the unions for the workers threaten that they will walk off the job Saturday if the MTA doesn't, quote, get serious about their wage increases. Our Sophia Hall says some commuters are now looking to other arrangements to get to work.
Some people are thinking of taking time off, driving into the city, or using the buses being offered at some train stations. But the Glen Cove City Council passed resolutions to allow ferries to be used to transport some healthcare workers into New York City.
NYU Langone Health to transport its employees from the Glen Cove ferry terminal between Long Island and New York City.
The mayor says the resolutions were just added to the agenda.
So this is something that may happen. It may not happen. It depends upon the railroad strike.
NYU Langone had no comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police have released surveillance photos of three suspects who were wanted in connection to multiple violent robberies in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Cops say the attacks happened between late March and the end of April. In three of the five robberies, the victims were either beaten, pistol-whipped, or attacked with a bat. In one case, a man was shot multiple times in the stomach and leg. He's been hospitalized in critical condition. In total, the thieves have made off with at least $15,000 in cash and other items, such as jewelry and cell phones. We have surveillance pictures of the suspect up on all our social media sites at 1010 Winds. Police are searching for several suspects who are connected to a string of violent snatch-and-grab chain robberies in the Bronx and Brooklyn. Cops say the incidents happened between March and May, and they involve multiple suspects targeting victims for their gold chains and necklaces. In several cases, the victims were threatened with guns and knives. The victims also range from 10 years old to 63. Police have released surveillance videos of surveillance images of the suspects. They're asking anyone with any information to contact Crime Stoppers. The city's public schools are finalizing their policies for artificial intelligence, and that's raising concerns among parents.
The DOE is hoping to have a formal AI policy for the classroom sometime by next month. But according to Queens Councilmember Phil Wong, many parents he's speaking with feel like they've been left out of all of this.
They didn't even know where to go to bring up their questions. It was not brought up in school board meetings. It was not brought up in any school parent association meetings.
Wong says maybe a two-year pause would be beneficial.
We got to decide on how to use it correctly, carefully, so it won't mislead our kids, and how exactly are we going to teach it.
He insists it's going to take some time to undo the uncertainty and fear that families have. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A Bronx woman has been indicted in a string of arson fires in Manhattan. 32-year-old Brittany Babb is accused of setting multiple fires last month, including a massive fire that destroyed a vacant building on 7th Avenue in Chelsea. That fire spread to other buildings, including a 24-hour bodega, causing significant damage. No one was hurt in any of the fires. She's facing several charges, including second-degree arson and reckless endangerment. A Queens man is facing manslaughter charges in connection to a deadly fight inside a Bronx subway station early Wednesday morning. Police say 68-year-old Keith Plummer got into some sort of argument with the victim at the Van Cortlandt Park 242nd Street station of the 1 train. This happened around 3 in the morning. Investigators believe the two men did not know each other, and the victim's ID and cause of death have not been released. Plummer is due in court later today. Well, it's called surveillance pricing, and companies use it to bump up the price of everything from groceries to healthcare for different people, even in the same area. Now, city lawmakers want to put a stop to that.
Council Speaker Julie Menin wants to stop businesses from using your personal data to set prices. It means you could be paying more for the same item as someone else. She's introducing legislation to ban what's called surveillance pricing. Councilmember Sean Abreu with a similar measure to limit dynamic pricing. It would allow only one price change in a 24-hour period. State Attorney General Tish James is also taking action with the One Fair Price Act, and that would also protect jobs. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD has released new images of the three suspects who were wanted in connection to the shooting that injured a little girl in the Bronx. Police say one of the suspects opened fire on a man who was standing outside a bodega on Southern Boulevard in Longwood. This happened around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. The bullets shattered the glass door of the bodega and grazed the 5-year-old in the ear. She had been inside with her mother. She was taken to a hospital and is expected to be okay. Surveillance pictures and video of the suspects can be found on any of our social media websites.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.